This podcast replay is brought to you by Hijinx Sports Grill in Boca. Enjoy happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. Reserve a VIP table online and receive one free sparkling wine. Follow them on Instagram at Hijinx Sports Grill.
Just leave Chris Greer and Reggie McKenzie and Marvin Allen alone. Stop meddling. Now, they screwed up because they thought they had the right coach in Flo, and they ended up hiring, you know, a guy that was just incompetent and, my Lord, evil. Because the people that hire you, and now you want to backstab them like he did to Belichick? I mean, Flo's a real piece of work, dude. Say whatever you want about Belichick, but if you're Flo, you owe your career to Belichick. And you expose his texts for your failures and your frustrations and your race baiting crap, because we all know that, yeah, there's a race issue in the NFL, but it wasn't in the Dolphins where you were at, idiot. So why? See, that's what I hate. I don't like the women that scream rape or whatever just to gold dig. I don't like people that use race when it's not race. You know, when it's a real crime and a real action that happens, then let's expose it. But let's not also cry wolf when it isn't wolf, and then we hurt the people that are truly suffering from racism. We truly hurt the women that are being abused because now we don't believe them. Because of all the lies and all the people that are, and look, I know that there's a race issue in the NFL in hiring and all of that, but it has nothing to do with the Dolphins, dude. Your situation from the Dolphins is your incompetence, dude. Look in the mirror, Brian Flores. Don't use it as an excuse anywhere else, and that's where I have a problem with all of that. So, perfect text. This guy, you know, facing everything, not flinching whatsoever. I love it. Brian Flores got that Honduran culture thing going. I don't know what that means. Jonathan Dill, Flo was a cancer in the organization and the locker room, and what he did was basically ruin Tua's development for his first 2 years. Yeah. Well, Jonathan, let's explain something also. Let's explain the business side of it and the problem that I hate about all of this. His incompetence, okay? And luckily, these guys were able to get rid of him and move on and get Mike McDaniel, and they can continue to build their team. But his incompetence really set the team back. Not just Tua, because you should have been doing some of this last year already. And improving the team. And they probably wanted to do it, but he probably stopped them. Hell, he forced them to get rid of some of the free agents that they had. Like Flowers. They needed that guy on the line. And, oh, no, let's get rid of the experience. The only experience we have on the line. Like, huh, really? For a young quarterback. What? Huh? You know, so you're talking about a situation that you also put the team behind the eight ball now in the front office. That's why they have to fast track this. Because they have to prove to themselves, as much as I believe in Tua, clearly Reggie McKenzie and Marvin Allen and Chris Greer believe in Tua also, but they can't give him the big contract yet because they got to get the production out of it to justify the contract, right? So now you've got to fast track it, and it's got to happen in this next 2 years. And what you really would like is to have had last year and these 2 years to try to make a run for a Super Bowl before you have to pay Tua, because it becomes that much harder to build a Super Bowl caliber team once you've got to pay your franchise quarterback. So not only did he hurt the development of Tua, he also hurt the development of the franchise moving forward. Because he had to understand that once you draft a young quarterback at a high pick, you are now fast-tracking your team, and you must do everything possible to try to win a championship before you've got to pay him. Because the salaries are so crazy now that you're going to have to give your quarterback. He's going to make 40 plus million. If he balls out in the next 2 years, he will make 40 plus 45, $50 million. And he's going to take up a large chunk of your cap. So Flores basically, I would say, set the team back 1 year. Because the first year, the rookie year, doesn't really count. He's still kind of trying to get healthy and acclimated and all that. But last year was a real opportunity lost. Now, maybe, hey, listen, in the end, everything happens for a reason, right? Because last year, you're not able to get Tyreek and probably not Mike McDaniel. So maybe you had to go through hell before you get to heaven, as the rock song would say. And maybe this is all for the best.